Hello, everyone. This is OmniTalk Retail. I'm Chris Walton.
And I'm Ann Mazinga.
And we are coming to you live from the Meta and OmniTalk booth at ShopTalk 24. Come on by, say hello, and
come on down. Yes.
And thanks to Meta, of course, as always, where you can supercharge your business results with Reels for helping to make all our interviews from this show possible. And I am really excited about this guest. Super excited. We go back a long
yeah.
time. Not going to say how long.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like 20 years, I think. But standing between us, Lisa Roth. I want to make sure I get her title
got
right.
It.
Yes. The Chief Marketing Officer at Target. Lisa, it's so great to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
It is so great to be here. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Anytime.
I'm excited.
You are welcome.
Finally,
anytime.
I get to talk to you.
You
I
do.
Know.
Yes.
Right. I know. This yes. is amazing. Right? We're so glad that you could take the time. And we have so many questions to ask you. And we know you're a very, very busy person
excited.
Here at ShopTalk. Maybe let's start with you and what you're overseeing now in your role as Chief Marketing Officer.
Yeah,
yeah, so and your career too. Let's tell us about your career,
your
how you got
Chris,
there.
Yeah.
We'll go a little chronological.
A little
order.
Sequential, yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay. So I have been, let's see, I'm in my 18th year at Target. So that's probably how
yep.
long we've known
yep.
each other.
That is how long
18
we've
years.
Each other, yep.
And I did a couple of things before that, but during my time at Target, I spent a lot of time in merchandising.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I worked in almost every different pyramid that we have. I had the chance to get a lot of different great experiences and learn how the business works from a lot of different angles.
Yeah.
And then I did a stint in operations.
Mm-hmm.
So I did things like leading our pricing and promotions function. I led a really big transformation that we did within the merchandising organization. And then I have been in the Chief Marketing Officer role since July of
okay.
last year.
Yeah.
So it has been fantastic. So in this role, I get to lead our core marketing functions is how we talk about it. So I have everything from marketing strategy and planning through to creative concepting and execution, all the way through to media. So both kind of traditional marketing and then also fast growing areas like social marketing and performance marketing.
What's, I have to ask, like, what's it been like making that switch now, and especially as you're taking on like major announcements like Target Circle, that the 360 program that just got launched last week, like how has that been going so far? What have you learned in this process?
It's been incredible
yeah.
making the switch. I would say having the opportunity to lead a brand as loved and respected as the Target brand is
right.
just a huge honor, and I get to do that with a team that knows their stuff inside and out. And so we've been able to kind of pick up from a position of strength and think about how we're going to build into some great new announcements like the one you referenced this year.
Right.
And you're going to be talking about that on stage today,
I
right?
am.
So,
yes.
So what do you plan to share on stage here at Shop Talk? We're going to give people a little early amuse bouche into what
peek.
Lisa's going to talk
yes.
about later, which I'm kind of excited
I
about.
Can
we
kind of
sneaked in. Yeah. But yeah, what are you going to share? What are you going to talk about in regards to Target Circle 360?
I am. I'm going to talk about the launch of our new Target Circle loyalty program, or as we like to talk about it, member guest engagement
okay.
program.
That's new. I didn't hear that. I didn't know that.
And so we're thinking a lot when we think about Target strategy in the year going forward, we are talking about deepening engagement with our guests, whether that's existing guests, new guests. We want to make sure that we are creating great relationships. And when it came to Target Circle, we talked to them about what was working and then what wasn't working. And we listened to that. And as a result, we are bringing forward a suite of three options.
Okay.
And so we will have Target Circle,
okay.
which will continue to be our free to join program that offers personalized deals and rewards. We're making some changes there.
Right.
We're actually making it easier.
Awesome
yeah,
changes.
This is yes. interesting.
Yes.
Tell the audience about this, because
yes.
this is pretty cool. This is kind of groundbreaking,
this
actually.
This is a big change. If you have been a Target Circle member, this will be the thing that just feels, I think, the most exciting on the Target Circle front.
For sure.
And that is that we are making savings automatically applied at checkout. So if you haven't been a Target Circle member, what we had was a program where you needed to tap on an offer to add it and to
yes.
make it happen. And what we learned from talking to guests is that created a lot of friction.
Mm-hmm.
You had this fear that you were going to miss adding something, and
yes.
that is not a good
no.
shopping experience. You don't want to be checking out and feeling like you left something on the table.
Right,
and so in
right.
listening to that feedback, we knew we needed to make a change. And we were able to make that change, removing that and just making everything added automatically in terms of all of our mass offers.
It's a really big deal. I mean, you think about, I remember when Target Circle first came out, when we were at Target and we were testing it, and I was like, you'd be standing like kind of to the side of the checkout, like scanning each individual item, you know, and really at the, my husband was always
probably not
like,
good for other guests either. If they're behind you. And
he's like, what are you doing this for? Jeez. For 30 cents off?
Right.
I'm like, but
you
I know, but
miss.
It's fun
you don't
to
miss
use
anything.
It.
But it matters
so
too.
This is such a huge, huge thing. And really, I think Target deserves kudos for being one of the first to do this in the market, because it does require a lot of changes with how brands are working with
it
you
is a
and
big change.
All of the changes from a consumer standpoint too, and just the new behavior. But
yeah, so that's one.
That's one. That's Target Circle.
So
we
one is pretty big.
One is big,
one
and
is
it's
pretty
free
big, actually.
To join, which
is
also a big deal. So Target Circle. We also have the Target Circle card, which was formerly known as Red Card.
Okay.
That will continue to offer 5% off your purchase.
Okay.
So guests love that. There's other perks that come with that. So think free 2-day shipping.
Okay.
That's the Target Circle card.
Okay.
And then the new paid program is the third piece of it.
What is that?
That we are calling Target Circle 360.
Okay.
And that is our paid membership program that gets you free same-day delivery in as little as 1 hour.
1 hour, okay. All
and right. Target Circle 360 is powered by Shipt, which we acquired back in 2017. And what we found is that guests weren't aware that we had that offering. And so by being able to bring this together, to market it under one umbrella and really make this one holistic program, we're going to raise awareness and we're going to be able to bring a lot more ease and value to our consumers.
And how much does that cost?
It's $99.
$99, okay.
Yes.
Unless you're a Target Circle
Unless
member,
you're a Target
you get a little
Circle
discount
card
right
member.
Now,
yes,
right?
$49 right now.
$49.
You got it.
It's awesome. Yes. Well, Lisa, I want to talk about kind of where you're headed in the future. We just were talking to Alicia LaBeouf from Meta, and we were talking about kind of the changing roles in organizations, from merchandising and marketing specifically to support retail media networks, other big initiatives like that for a lot of retailers. But what are you excited about in your role, especially given your dynamic background that you have? What are you excited to do with your team this year in the rest of 2024?
I'd say that two things come to mind. One, I'm really excited about the brand and where you're going to see us taking the brand this year. This is going to be a year that feels like a brand refresh.
Okay.
Okay.
In terms of us stepping into some more culturally relevant spaces. We've been talking a lot about a theme that we've heard about from consumers that we're calling micro joy.
Micro joy. What does that mean?
So it's the concept that you experience joy, and consumers are experiencing joy in small, more frequent but smaller ways in their lives. And you could think of something like getting a Starbucks brought out to your car with your drive-up order. Like, that's an example of just a micro joy that consumers love to talk about and celebrate on social.
Anne loves that.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So that's you're going to see the brand stepping into some new territories, and that's really going to kick off with our Target Circle marketing, which I'm really excited to be launching in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You're
you're here.
A little busy.
But the team has done all the hard work, and it's going to be fantastic. And then the second thing that I'm excited about is, as we've been talking about our strategy at Target lately, we've been talking about the desire to be America's favorite discovery destination, which is a lofty ambition. But when I start to unpack what that means,
I like that.
We're talking about taking what has historically been a strength for Target, a lot in our stores in terms of coming in around life moments or seasons and discovering the latest and greatest, and starting to translate that in a more overt way to the places and spaces that consumers are shopping and discovering today. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked a lot over the last couple of years, all of us, about digital and physical. Yeah. We're now also talking more and more about social, and we know that that's where consumers are out there and discovering. And so when I think about capabilities, where do we need to take the team? Where do we want to be leaning in? Mm-hmm. It's into the intersection of those three and making sure that we enable discovery in new and big and relevant ways.
Got it. That's really cool because, you know, is this your first time at Shop Talk, or have you been here before?
This is actually my
first time at Shop Talk, right?
Yes.
So that's really interesting. Like, yeah, because you're right. Target's always had a really good reputation for discovering products in store. Products you can't find anywhere else, hence the own brand reputation that they have.
And affordable products.
Right, affordable products.
Take home, yeah.
Right, you know, the whole adage of, I went into Target and I spent all this money and I didn't expect to, right?
Yes.
But you're right. It's now a digital discovery experience, too. So being that you're at Shop Talk, What piques your interest here at the show? What are you looking to learn? What are you looking to do while you're here?
Yeah, I think it's incredible, especially being, I can't believe it's my first time. I've been very impressed by the quality of the companies that are here, the level of leadership that's represented, and just kind of the thought leadership that I've been able to find. And it's interesting to see what people are talking about. You know, obviously, Gen AI continues to be the topic.
We had to get it in this interview at some point.
The dialogue has changed, though.
Yeah.
And I think what felt different to me versus conversations even 6 months ago is how we're starting to talk about specific use cases. Like, mm-hmm. we're not just talking about what's possible mm-hmm. or kind of general big excitement, but we're seeing people start to experiment and learn from that. And it's happening in different ways, depending on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
That's been a big part of it. And then I would say just the opportunity to broaden the aperture and network with great people.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's great to see you, too.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
spending time with us.
Yes.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Lisa Roth, the Chief Marketing Officer at Target, for joining us today. Thanks to Meta again for making all of our coverage of Shop Talk today possible. And until the next interview.
Be careful out there.